was your weekend?
I had a fantastic weekend. I smoked a 20-pound brisket. It was such a great time.
Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. Today, we're going to be talking about the economy. We're going to be talking about the yield curve and why it inverted, what's going on in places like Germany, and the war that is basically escalated now between China and the United States. It is getting crazy. And you can tell Trump is a bit upset based on his tweets. And if you can tell he's upset based on his tweets, you know it's been pretty crazy. I mean, he actually asked if the Federal Reserve chairman was worse than the communist leader in China. He actually asked if Powell was worse than President Xi. That is absolutely amazing to me. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Put in HTBT in the memo field. You'll get a mug. You'll get a pint glass while supplies last. And you will also get tons of great benefits. They're coming out with new stuff all the time. But most of all, you are keeping us on air. You're keeping the shows coming. You're keeping the network going. You're helping us grow and proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area in life, and helping you also be equipped to fight, laugh, and feast. So go over, subscribe, fightlaughfeast.com, put an HGBT in a memo field, and help continue the fight. Help as we proclaim the gospel in all areas in life, specifically in business, in the case of this show. If you have any questions, comments, you want to reach out to me, I wonder if, can you hear that thunder? Man, the thunder is unreal in Florida. It's absolutely amazing. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on the social media sites, Matt at howtobuildatent.com. It's my email. You can find me on the social media sites, howtobuildatent. I kind of did that out of order. I apologize for that. Now, we have a fellow tent builder. You don't mind if I call you guys that, right? You guys are building tents with me. I'm going to call you guys tent builders. His name is, where is his name? I think his name is Ralph. And his business is Focus Keepers. Now, in small business, you have such limited resources. And you need to focus your resources. You need to focus your time, your energy on your strengths. And you need to delegate your weaknesses, the things that you don't have time for, so you can focus on your strengths and provide maximum value. That's how you do it. If you're spending a lot of your time on your weaknesses, it's going to frustrate you. It's going to waste time. It's going to waste energy when it would be cheaper just to pay somebody to do it. And then you spend your time on things that actually create more value. And that's one of the names of the games when you're starting a small business. And usually one of those areas is bookkeeping. And that's why I'm really excited to talk about Focus Keepers. You can go www.focuskeepers.com. And they are a virtual bookkeeping company that works with small businesses around the country, providing monthly traditional bookkeeping, including accounts receivable, accounts payable, and payroll services. Go over to their website, focuskeepers.com. Support a fellow tent builder and take some stress out of your life. You don't need to be worried about bookkeeping in your business. You need to be focusing on your strengths, pouring your resources and time into where you can provide the most value. So go over there and do that. The first thing I want to talk about is inverted yield curve. There's, in case you haven't noticed, the stock market Friday took a turn for the worse. And a lot of it had to do with the trade war, but a lot of it has to do with what's going on with the Fed as well and the inverted yield curve. I've been hearing people even talk about the Fed's looking at the wrong thing, interest rates. But I want to talk about that, for example, for a second, and why the curve inverted the yields. And what is happening basically is long-term rates are becoming cheaper because so many people are buying bonds that the interest rates are going down. So when the price of bonds goes up, the interest rates goes down. Now, you'll be like, why? I don't understand that at all. Well, basically, a bond is a loan that somebody is giving and someone is willing to lend them the money by buying the bond. So the more people that are willing to lend somebody money that is issuing a bond, well, the more people that are willing to do that, the less that the person issuing the bond has to pay in interest. Again, interest is the cost, the yield, the amount of money you get for lending the money is going to go down because you're competing with a bunch of other people that are willing to give money. The less people willing to give you money, well, the more you're going to have to pay them in interest. And that is why there's an inverse relationship with the price of bonds versus the yield. And there's a lot of crazy stuff happening right now in Germany. I don't know if you know, they're actually issuing negative yield bonds. That meaning that you are actually going to lose money. You're going to lose money when you put it in the bank, that you will buy these bonds and actually get less back in 30 years. These are 30-year bonds. They're offering negative yield. And what the purpose of this is for, to discourage savings and encourage investing, encourage moving your money around, because a lot of the other governments in the world are in a world of hurt. So what is happening is a lot of people are rushing to the United States that is still paying a positive return on the bonds, even if it's so minimal, where in it's just barely anything. I don't even know what it's paying right now. But I think a large part of why the yield curve inverted has nothing to do with the United States economy. Like the times in the past where it's been an indicator of a recession coming, it's been because it's been coupled with the economy slowing down as a whole. And some people argue as well as the money supply. But in my opinion, it's because the United States is doing so much better. The dollar is incredibly strong because the Fed isn't lowering rates and devaluing the dollar like other countries are. And everyone is pouring money into the United States. So that is my thinking of why the yield curve inverted. And that is why the stock market took a hit this week. Another reason that it took a hit is China announced they were issuing another round of tariffs against the United States. This really impacts our farmers. The Chinese import a lot of our soybeans and other products as well. And what followed as well, which really sent the stock market into a tailspin, was Donald Trump's tweet. And he said, "Our country has lost stupidly trillions of dollars with China over many years. They have stolen our intellectual property at a rate of hundreds of billions of dollars a year, and they want to continue. I won't let that happen. We don't need China, and frankly, would be far better," which I agree with, by the way. "Better off," continuing on his tweet thread, "better off without them. The vast amounts of money made and stolen by China from the United States year after year for decades will and must stop. Our great American companies are hereby ordered," which he can't do, "to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing your companies home and making your products in the United States. I will be responding to China's tariffs this afternoon." And as I'm recording this, I have not seen his response yet, if he has even made it. But I bring that up because this trade war has escalated again. Now, Trump, even though he's not, he can't literally order companies to not invest in China. But the very act of the president saying it is time for all American companies to pull out of China is a really big deal. And if it is true that we stop importing everything from China, that is going to have major ramifications to our portfolio in the short term, our prices in the short term. And it's going to lead, I think, to a stronger conflict in the South China Sea. If you pay attention to that military, geopolitical stuff, drama that's going on over there. And it might have some implications for Hong Kong. We'll see if it happened over the weekend. I'm recording this on Friday or sometime in the week. There's some big things happening that some big milestones for China with anniversaries, where I don't think that they're going to let the Hong Kong thing go on, the Hong Kong protest. I don't mean to diminish it by saying it's a thing. And I believe that this is going to escalate even farther. And I'm just waiting for the thing that's going to push it over, the event that is going to push this trade war over into actual conflict. It might be a proxy war, like what is happening in Syria with the Russians, Iranians, and the United States. I don't know, but this isn't a political, this isn't a military show. I won't get into that. But I will say this is, it might be time to pull out some, your investments, because it might start to get really rocky, specifically because September is historically been a negative month for the stock market. I believe it's been pretty much historically been negative over the month since the 1950s. So with the escalating trade war, with Trump really pushing the companies to be pulling out of China, which a lot of them are already doing, with whatever China is going to come back with, which is historically the stock market being in a world of hurt in September, I would be really cautious about your investment and investments. And maybe it's time to pull out until we can wait and see what's happening. I'm not going to be pulling out completely. Just full disclosure, I'm still keeping some investments in. I'm not saying this is an absolute fact, but it could be bumpy here on out. If you have any opinions on that, I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear what you guys think about all this is going on. You can, again, email me, matt@howtobuildat10.com. Find me on the social media sites, How to Build a 10. And we will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.